I believe we're escalating a decade-old water war between coastal residents and residents of the heartland of South Florida, and that will get us nowhere in the pursuit of Everglades restoration. Misleading people to believe that Lake Okeechobee is dead and no longer important shows an enormous amount of reckless ignorance by anyone who makes such a claim as it pertains to the importance of a healthy heart in the greater body of the Everglades. Lake Okeechobee is the liquid heart of the Everglades, and her health and vitality is the key to the health of the Everglades and our estuaries. The lies about Lake Okeechobee must stop now. I reference the February 6, 2019 article in the Lake Okeechobee News. Headline, Mass Blames Lake for Toxins in Coastal Waters. Congressman Mass press release claims, quote, last summer the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers discharged water from Lake Okeechobee that was found to be more than 50 times too toxic for human contact. Florida Department of Environmental Regulation tests do not back up this claim. None of the lake samples tested at 50 times the WHO limit. FDEP reports showed the toxin levels in Lake Okeechobee were low all summer. Most tests on water in Lake Okeechobee tested showed no toxins or levels that were barely detectable and well below the 10 micrograms per liter level deemed safe for recreational contact by the World Health Organization. The Okeechobee Utility Authority that my office building is connected to and gets water from uses Lake Okeechobee as the primary drinking water source for its public drinking water system. OUA tests did not detect toxins in the lake water, nor have I heard of anyone in that community going to the hospital because they were sick.